So in your most beautiful coherence, let's have a little meditation, get ready for the channel. Take a breath. And then from that space and place of heart love and heart light, let your breathing go right there with it. And feel that place inside of you, that warm, expanded place of love, that place that's been receiving all weekend, that place that's been opening and healing. Breathe into that. Feel the yes that's in there. The yes that you've said to your own heart. The yes that you've said to your journey. To the wisdom that you're finding inside of you. To the synchronicities. To the teachings that you've said yes to. Because you have said yes to your beautiful self. Your honoring here is the exact primary teaching the Kryon has been saying for 30 years. We honor the human. And though it may have taken that many years for you to begin to honor yourself, there's no time like today. And you have just by being here. So take a breath into that and say yes. And when you leave, you take that with you. You take that with you into the world and you let that light up the way in front of you. You let your own wisdom guide you. You let your own mindfulness heal you. And you always have with you the love of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If you are one who has come upon this message in a recorded fashion later, in whatever media you're listening, be aware that this is the fourth channel of the weekend. And it's an extension of the other three. You might even call it the farewell channel for the weekend. And so I would encourage any of you who are listening to this after the fact to know that there is a place where the other three exist so that you can see the coherence of all four together. Go find it. It's not that hard. Years ago, I told my partner to record all of the messages and make them available for the planet. In this, sometimes, there is misunderstanding because those will grab one message or another, not knowing what came before. And that's why we say what we do. This energy right now that you sit in is a coherent one. You have sat through the channels, through the training, through the questions, through the teaching. That creates almost a family of experience, even if it's only 2 days worth. It shapes the message, dear ones, that I would give to this room. For the messages of Kryon, although given to all, are specific to the energy of those around him. You sit with my partner, and the channeling is for you. Those who would listen later may glean some things of truth, but honestly, it's for you. The energy of the human beings that sit in front of me are always the ones who will then influence the message that is given. So what message can I give to an audience that sits at a pinnacle of coherence and is ready, again, to understand things that most don't? So it's not going to be that instructional, but experiential. There's no such thing as a farewell channel. But we have said for so long, you're never alone. But there are those who simply do not understand any of this. And they have come across something called channeling. And perhaps they're even afraid to listen. Not understanding that channeling is the free flow language of love. Coming through the other side of the veil, you might say, through the creative source, which you call God, directly to a human, and is being then verbalized. That is not understood, especially by an earth that is steeped in rules. And one who has that which is organized spirituality. That is most of earth, dear ones. You pick and you choose which belief system based upon your culture, your parents, and the rules. How many of you, not the ones in this room, have decided to pick the spiritual system, if you wish to say, based upon a personal relationship with the Creator? The answer is not many. In fact, I would like to tell you what the criticisms are. And I would like to go over with you what's going on and what's happening in the minds of so many who will say, I don't understand this. What is this belief system, Kryon, that you're talking about? And I will say, you haven't listened very hard, have you? It's not a system at all. And there will be those who say, we noticed that, and this is our criticism. It's that there are no rules. What are the rules? You have to have some rules. You say, what we have heard from others is that it's just loose. Anything is okay. There's no heaven, there's no hell, there's questionable truth. It's filled with things we've never heard before that are very strange indeed. How can we log in, if you want to say, to anything that is this loose? I'll give you the rules, dear ones. Now, here they are. God loves you more than anything on the face of the universe, because inside you is the creative source, made in the image of God. You are, meaning that you are part of the Creator. That's the rule. How do you like it so far? What you do with that is what anybody would do with love. That's where the rules are not there or not present. Because we're not about to list what you should do or what happens if you don't. Those are things that belong to a scenario, a paradigm of humanism, not of the Creator. There's so much objection to how loose this appears to so many. If you were trapped in a box and finally somebody let you out, There are some who would be so disappointed and want to get right back in because it's just too loose. You don't have the sides of the box anymore. You don't have the guidelines anymore. Instead, someone turns you loose and says, feel what you feel and understand what the Creator is all about because it's inside you. It's intuitive. Go for it. And there are those who say, that's just ridiculous. I need a system. That's changing, dear ones. There are more and more awakening to the idea that all of the rules are contained in the one word called love. Because when you start to absorb that and it becomes part of you, it becomes the right way. It becomes honest and there's integrity and there's compassion and benevolence. Automatically, because of the one rule, love. Masters all over this planet showed up to give you that information. One or two of them became famous for giving you that information. Not much more, not really. The rules as exist today. They wanted to look you in the eye and say, there is love here and it's a oneness with all things and everything is involved. The dirt of the earth, the rocks, the birds, the atmosphere, the trees, other humanity, all in a oneness, a consciousness that begs you to love. And that then creates the metaphor of what we have called light. It changes you. It changes how you act, how you perceive. And yet there are those who say it's not good enough. It's just too loose. A little too loose. We've given the example before that a human being who you're in love with looks at you and says the most amazing things to you. Look you in the eye. I'm so glad I found you. I love you. I love you beyond anything you can imagine. I am in love. I'm going to stay in love. I truly love you. What is the reaction to that, dear ones? Do you have a human then stand back and fold their arms and say, what do you mean by that? It's a little too loose. And you don't say that. You feel the overwhelming passion of togetherness and love, and you return it. It just begs you to say, I feel the same. And that's when you take their hand and things change. Biology changes, chemistry changes, ways of life change because of love, even between human beings. When your child looks at you and says, I love you, mommy. I love you, daddy. And you see those eyes and you realize what they're really saying, what they've learned from you. And you think, oh, there's hope in this planet because of these little ones. Or do you look at them and you say, I'm not really sure about that. You don't analyze it. You don't make rules around it. You don't say, well, it's a little too loose for me. You accept it. And you go from there intuitively. What does love mean to you? What kind of structure and boxes do you have to put around it before it's acceptable to you? And if you really think this through, the answer is you don't need any. The idea that God is in another room somewhere has been given to you by humans. And then there's this selected few that can talk to God for some reason. And you have to talk to them to find out what God wants for you. Does that really sound logical? I love you, honey, but you're going to have to talk to this person over there in order to talk to me. I love you beyond measure, but talk to that person, please. I'm not available for you, even though I love you. And that is simply comical. So why would you apply that comedy and dysfunction to the creative source where you carry the image of God inside. It's time for you to hook it up and understand this is not linear. This is a multidimensionality that you carry inside you, which is the creative source itself, which is awakening you to love and light on this planet and asking you to find the light in your life if you haven't found it yet. With help and benevolence from all of the things you think are divine, including the angels and the entourages that you name, even if you don't need to. There's no hierarchy, but you make them anyway because it makes you feel better. But there really isn't. You have 100% connection if you want it. There are still the humans that say, okay, I believe you, how? And the answer is just say I love you back and see what happens. Dear Spirit, I don't understand any of this, but I'm willing to give it a try. What you've just done is to stick your hand through the veil and say, hold it, will you? You've opened the door with free choice that says, I believe that there may be more than I was told, that God may be bigger than I was told, I may be bigger than I was told. And that's when it floods into you. And the love that you feel from the other side of the veil shouts at you and say, you are magnificent, born magnificent. Let's get on with light on this planet. And you don't have to think about it. And you don't have to label it. And you don't have to make lists because it's going to come to you intuitively as you need it day by day. Is that a little too loose for you? And to some, it still is. That's the free choice of the human being, dear ones. This message that I have given for 30 years used to fall on deaf ears of so many for so long. And now suddenly, the same message starts to make sense. And the only thing that has changed, dear human, is you. Light is starting to show itself on this planet in ways you have never, ever seen before and will continue to. As it shows things that are dark, you will reject and repel in horror that you didn't see them before. Then you will understand the only reason you're seeing them is the light that you carry. The invitation has always been the same. Allow for things you don't understand. Allow for things that are greater than you thought they would be. Do not buy into the idea that things are always getting worse and that you are nobody. For dear ones, those are the lies of the darkness, wanting to take away that which is the image of God in you and bring you to a place where you don't know who you are and you can be manipulated. That's not who you are. Magnificent is who you are, filled with light. Crying, I wish I could see this as you present it. I'm having a hard time seeing myself as anything except what I've been told. Dear ones, I'd like to say to you, all you have to do is start the process. Each of you is so different. Dear Spirit, and you raise your hand, show me. I am willing to see the light where I haven't before, crawl out of a hole I've been in that I can't get out of. I don't know how it works. Take my hand. And Spirit will say, it's about time. Yeah, ask. Instead of making lists, following rules, and doing what you're told by someone else who really doesn't understand the love that has always been there for everyone. Farewell, channel? No. For if the creative source is in every single human being, if you indeed were created in the image of love, that means that you are family and will always have that connection wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever you are. It's going to be just like you're in the chair, dear ones, in this room right now, just like it. As you drive home, if you're alone, even if you're not, if you just take a moment, that love is here and will always be here. You can't chase us away because we're part of you. That's the message and will always be from this man in the chair. And so it is.